Three little trees were standing on the top of the hill where they were growing and dreaming of what they wanted to be when they grew up. The first tree, one night, looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds in the sky and thought, I want to hold a precious treasure. I want to be filled with gems. I want to be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world. The second tree, one day, looked at the little tiny stream running by that was going down the hill and could see in the distance the stream was joining a river, and then the river in the way distance was coming to the ocean. And that tree thought, I want to be a sailing ship. I want to sail on the mighty waters, and I want to carry the most powerful king. I want to be the strongest ship in the world. And the third tree stood on top of the hill and looked down at the village and the people going about their work and their lives and the kids going to school. And that tree thought, I don't want to leave this hilltop at all. I want to stay here so that whenever the people below take time to look up and notice this tree growing on the hill, they'll look at the beautiful world around and they'll look at the beautiful sky, and it will remind them of God who has given all these good gifts. I want to be the tallest tree in the world. Well, time passed, rain fell, sun shone down day after day, year after year, and the trees grew bigger. One day, three woodcutters came to the top of the hill. And the first one, as he chopped, said, this is a very beautiful tree. And the second one, as he worked, said, this is a very strong tree. And the third one, as he drug his tree down to the bottom of the hill, said, any tree at all will do for me. The first tree was taken to a carpenter shop, where the carpenter used his skills and tools to make a feed box for animals, and it was filled with straw and put in a barn. The second tree was taken to a shipyard, where it was made into a little fishing boat, the kind of little fishing boat that would do well on a very calm lake. And every day, the little boat went out onto the lake, and nets were filled with fish, and then every day, the little boat brought those fish to shore, where they became nourishment for the people. And the third tree was taken to a lumberyard, where he was cut into beams and piled in a pile in the corner and forgotten about. And this is where they stayed, and a long time passed. Then one night, as stars were shining like diamonds in the sky, a woman came into the barn and put a new baby down in the feed box and said, look, Joseph, the feed box makes a perfect cradle for our new baby, our little Jesus. And suddenly the first tree knew that it was holding the greatest treasure in the world. A long time later, a tired traveler came and got into the fishing boat with a bunch of friends, and they set sail for the other shore. And the traveler was so tired that he almost immediately fell asleep. They got out into the middle of the lake, and suddenly a big storm came up. The waves got huge, and the wind was blowing strong, and the rain was falling down, and the boat got scared, and the people got scared too. And they said to their sleeping friend, Jesus, wake up! Don't you care if the boat tips over and we drown? And the sleeping man woke up, and he spoke to the wind and the waves and said, peace, be still. And suddenly the second tree knew that he was carrying the king of all creation. Still more time passed. And one day the third tree was surprised to be wakened from slumber there in the corner of the yard and pulled out and hammered together in pieces that made a cross. And the third tree was dragged in this form through a crowd of people who were shouting and jeering, and then was planted on the top of a hill, where a man named Jesus was hung until he died. And two sad and empty days passed by. But on the third day, in the morning, when the sun came up, the earth began to tremble with joy. And the third tree understood that God's love had made everything different. God's love had made the first tree beautiful and the second tree strong. And now God's love was making it possible that this cross, every time anybody looked at this cross, they were going to think about God's grace and God's gifts of life. Already people were coming and looking at the empty cross. The man named Jesus was no longer hanging there, and people were saying, Christ is risen. He's risen, just as he said. And the third tree suddenly felt like the tallest tree in all the world. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. We thank you, God, for the joy of this Easter morning. We thank you that your love makes our dreams come true. We thank you that your love helps our hearts to sing with gladness. We're happy today to be able to join those who can announce with confidence, Christ is risen. Amen.